Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I would love to talk to you about finding your empathy and for me, I didn't understand that. I didn't know what an empath was. I didn't know that I took on other people's feelings and that I could be manipulated by that. Last week, I was with a friend, and she was telling me something really horrible about her job and something that had happened, and it was just a scary, vulnerable time for her. And I left, and I think it's the first time I really understood that I felt her pain. I was experiencing it. I was driving away, and I was scared for her. If I look back, I think that a lot of the drama in my life was almost a compound of taking on other people's feelings. For example, when my narcissist, you know, was having lying, you know, financial troubles, and he couldn't pay for his kid to go to lacrosse, and he needed his car fixed, and he was in such a bad place, and can I use your AAA to call for my car that's broken down, and then would you pay for my car? Because, you know, I could feel this acting that had been pulled on me. And so I was sympathetic and I was empathetic and I could feel it. And I would say, I don't want to feel that ever, so of course I will help you. I'm an empathetic person, and I didn't even know that I was taking this on. And this is like a new discovery for me, and you can make fun of me if you want to, but, you know, ever since I've been researching this last year, narcissist abuse, I've heard that, you know, you can be codependent, you can be empathetic, you know, all of these different things, but what I didn't realize was, and I have been, and that I have always taken on other people's feelings. And that makes me really vulnerable. So when I was driving away from my friends and I realized this, I did that technique that I made another video on, which is to tell yourself, okay, that was terrible. I hated hearing about her bad luck and what was going on with her. But I had my own stuff. And if I take on other people's stuff, I am learning that it has brought me back down. And so I think it's really important for people that aren't maybe in tune with your empathetic side, this empathic way that you take on others' feelings, because it can be used against you. A narcissist has already identified this quality about you, and so they're going to use that. So I want us to all learn how to pull back when we start to feel someone else's feelings inside. Pull back and say, are they mine? Because if you start your day with this and something else happens and you're there and you're there and you're there, suddenly your brain is exploding from holding all of these people's emotions, good or bad. So I want you to think about that. I am owning and I am accepting and I am aware for the first time in my life that I take this on. And now I've got to learn how to control the dials and how to make myself breathe through it and not take it on. One of the things I learned from Lizelle when she was here, for those of you who watched our videos earlier this last year, as an empath herself that receives messages from dead people, and she can hear spirits, and is very, very talented and gifted woman. And when all of that comes in, she actually draws boundaries with the ghosts. She did. My mother's ghost was here. She's like, you tell me what you want right now, because you've got to get out of here. She had other ghosts visiting my house, and over the years, because she's been doing this since a child, she's learned to set boundaries. So let's do that. And if you feel it, understand that you're feeling someone else's shit, and start to take care of you and go, that's all right. I can sympathize with what they're going through, but I don't have to own it, and I don't have to feel responsible, and I don't have to rescue them, and it'll all be okay. This is Tracy. That's all I got. Have a great night. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe, okay? I never remember to ask, but I love it when I get new subscribers. Also, join my Facebook group. I'll put the link down below, Narcissist Abuse Support. And that's the name of my website, too. So this is Tracy, and have a great night, and I will see you soon. Thanks.